Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, May 5th, 2025, and we have a lineup of science headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Investor news breaks. NRx Pharmaceuticals Inc., NASDAQ NRXP, files patent for preservative-free ketamine formulation. NRx Pharmaceuticals Inc., NRXP, has filed a patent application for its preservative-free intravenous ketamine formulation, NRX-100, targeting suicidal depression. The patent, with 20 claims, could provide exclusivity through 2045 if granted. NRX-100 is designed without benzethonium chloride or other preservatives linked to toxicity and has shown room-temperature shelf stability. This filing supports the company's NDA submission strategy and complements the FDA fast-track designation of companion drug NRX-101, an investigational breakthrough therapy for suicidal treatment-resistant bipolar depression and chronic pain. For more information, visit the NRx Pharmaceuticals website.
Investor news breaks. McEwen Mining Inc., MVEX, MOEX. Partner Goliath advances underground access at Gold Digger Project. McEwen Mining partner Goliath Resources Ltd. has engaged JDS Energy and Mining Inc. to evaluate the development of an underground exploration adit at its 100% owned Gold Digger property in British Columbia's Golden Triangle. The proposed adit would access the Bonanza Zone, an area of high-grade, gently dipping gold mineralization, enabling more efficient year-round underground drilling, geological confirmation, and potential bulk sampling. Notably, drill hole GD24-260 returned 34.52 grams per ton AEQ over 39 meters, including intervals of over 130 grams per ton AUEQ. Large-scale heart failure initiative boosts use of life-saving medications. A new analysis published in Circulation, Heart Failure reveals that hospitals participating in the American Heart Association's Implement HF initiative significantly improved adherence to guideline-directed medical therapy for patients with heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. The initiative aimed to increase the use of quadruple medical therapy, which includes four evidence-based drugs proven to reduce mortality. Results showed a rise in the use of all four drug classes from 4.7% to 44.6% at hospital discharge among participants. This improvement was consistent across race, ethnicity, and gender. The initiative also focused on assessing patients' social needs, leading to more equitable care. Dr. Andrew Sauer, a lead author of the research, emphasized the importance of collaborative learning and leveraging real-time data to better serve patients in diverse communities. The American Heart Association is committed to transforming systems of care to ensure every person has access to the highest standard of heart failure treatment.
GeoVax reports first quarter 2025 financial results and provides business update. GeoVax Labs Inc. reported its first quarter 2025 financial results and key operational updates. The COVID-19 vaccine program is progressing with additional data on GEO-CM04S1 as a booster to mRNA vaccines expected in the second quarter of 2025. Clinical evaluation of GEO-MVA for protection against mpox and smallpox is set to begin in the second half of 2025. Gedeptin is advancing into a phase 2 clinical trial for first recurrent head and neck cancer treatment in combination with an immune checkpoint inhibitor. The company will host a conference call today at 4:30 p.m. ET to discuss these updates and financial results, including a net loss of $5.4 million for the first quarter of 2025.
Rock breaks. LaFleur Minerals Inc. LFLR OTLRFL FF3WK0 initiates bulk sample permitting at Swanson Gold Project ahead of Beacon Mill restart. LaFleur Minerals, Inc., listed on the CSE, OTCQB, and FSE, has started the permitting process for a 100,000-ton bulk sample at the Swanson Gold Deposit in Quebec. The material will be processed at their fully permitted Beacon Gold Mill, aiming to support future production evaluations. The company plans for mill restart and gold production by the end of 2025, with indicated and inferred gold resources already in place at Swanson. LaFleur Minerals focuses on developing gold projects in the Abitibi Gold Belt, with a large land package and a fully refurbished Beacon Gold Mill for processing operations. Mining news breaks. Energy Fuels Inc. NYSE American UU, TSX EFR, hits record uranium production, reports high-grade drill results at Pinyon Plain. Energy Fuels Inc., listed on NYSE American as UU and on TSX as EFR, achieved record uranium production at its Pinyon Plain mine in April, extracting 4,604 tons of ore with 151,400 pounds of uranium at an average grade of 1.64% EU3WUR. Drill results from the Juniper Zone revealed intercepts as high as 20.11% EU-OR. CEO Mark Chalmers anticipates increased reserves, lower costs, and positioning Pinyon Plain as a top U.S. uranium mine in the future.
Biomed news breaks. Transcode Therapeutics, Inc., advances Phase 1A trial of RNA cancer therapy, TTX-MC-138. Transcode Therapeutics, Inc., has made significant progress in the Phase 1A trial of TXMC-138, an RNA cancer therapy targeting microRNA-10B in metastatic cancer. 13 patients have received doses with no significant toxicities observed. Early data show target engagement and a dose-response relationship, supporting advancement to Phase 1B for further evaluation. Transcode is focused on treating metastatic disease through RNA therapeutics designed to overcome delivery challenges and unlock therapeutic access to genetic targets for various cancers.
Biomed news breaks. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NRxP, granted FDA waiver for $4.3 million NDA filing fee for NRX-100. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc. has been granted a $4.3 million FDA waiver for the new drug application filing fee for NRX-100, its preservative-free ketamine therapy for suicidal depression. The waiver allows NRx to complete its NDA by the end of Q2 2025 using existing resources. NRX-100 offers a single-patient ketamine formulation without benzethonium chloride, a preservative linked to neurotoxicity. The company aims to secure FDA approval to provide insurance-covered treatment options beyond current off-label use.
Bacterial meningitis can now be rapidly diagnosed with new test. A team of researchers at the Amsterdam University Medical Center, UMC, has developed a new test that can rapidly and accurately diagnose bacterial meningitis. The test measures levels of a protein called CRP in cerebrospinal fluid, the same protein used in diagnosing other bacterial infections. This advancement highlights the progress being made in infectious diseases research. Companies like Sologenix, Inc., NASDAQ, SNGX are at the forefront of these developments. BioMedWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for reaching target markets effectively. Sologenix, Inc., NASDAQ, Hybrite, paves way for breakthrough treatment for rare skin cancer. Sologenix, Inc., trading on NASDAQ under the symbol SNGX, is making strides in the rare disease treatment market with their innovative therapy, Hybrite. This treatment has shown positive results in a study for patients with early-stage CTCL, a rare form of skin cancer. Hybrite utilizes photodynamic therapy to target and destroy cancer cells. The global market for rare disease treatments is substantial, with an estimated value of $195.2 billion in 2024 and projected growth at a CAGR of 11.6% by 2030. Sologenix is at the forefront of developing therapies for challenging diseases, providing hope for patients facing limited treatment options.
Investor news breaks. Foremost Clean Energy Ltd., NASDAQ FMST, AFEED, discovers uranium at Hatchet Lake Project in Athabasca Basin. Foremost Clean Energy NST has announced a significant uranium discovery at its Hatchet Lake project in Saskatchewan's Athabasca Basin. drill hole TF25-16 intersected 0.10% EU-30 over 6.5 meters within a 15-meter alteration zone that remains open along and across strike. This discovery is the result of the first field program under Foremost's option agreement with Denison Mines, showcasing the value of leveraging historical exploration data. The ongoing winter drill campaign will now focus on follow-up work and additional targets identified through prior geophysics. Foremost Clean Energy is poised to capitalize on the growing demand for uranium as global decarbonization efforts increase, with a strategic exploration strategy in place to identify resources in a top jurisdiction. Seeds, skills, and supports. What determines farmers' climate resilience in South Asia? A recent study conducted in South Asia highlights the critical factors influencing smallholder farmers' ability to adapt to climate change. Adaptive capacity depends on land access, financial resources, community networks, and knowledge of climate-resilient agricultural practices. Shared barriers such as unreliable weather information and limited infrastructure hinder smallholder farmers in Nepal, India, and Bangladesh. The study, published in February 2025, identifies key factors shaping farmers' adaptive capacity across the three countries. To enhance resilience, policymakers must focus on improving financial access, infrastructure, and providing timely weather data. Addressing these systemic barriers is crucial for empowering farmers to adapt to a changing climate and secure their futures. Pampa Metals intersects 98 min at 0.49% Siu, 0.16 gran au, Thirza, and first hole at Piukines East. Confirms new porphyry Qau discovery. Pampa Metals Corp. has confirmed a new porphyry copper-gold discovery at Piukines East. The drill hole Piuser 6 intersected significant mineralization, including 98 meters at 0.49% copper and 0.16 grams per ton of gold. This discovery, located north of Aldebaran Resources' Alter North system, is considered highly encouraging. The system is open in all directions and is at the earliest stages of exploration. Pampa Metals President and CEO Joseph Van Den Elsen expressed excitement over the results, highlighting the potential of the Piukines project. The company aims to continue exploration through geological mapping, geophysics, and drilling. Stay tuned for further updates on this new discovery. Kalidi Biotherapeutics Inc., NYS American, CLDI, committed to advancing cancer care with innovative RT-Nova platform research. Kalidi Biotherapeutics Inc., committed to advancing cancer care, has announced preclinical results for its RT-Nova platform, a breakthrough in delivering gene therapy to targeted tumors. These trials show precision in delivering therapeutic payloads while attacking tumors. With cancer remaining a global threat, the World Health Organization projects over 9.7 million deaths in 2024 and a 77% increase in cancer burden by 2050. Kalidi Biotherapeutics' innovative approach addresses the urgent need for more effective cancer treatments. Learn more about their groundbreaking research at CLDI's newsroom. AI can predict the recurrence of brain tumors in kids, study finds. A team of researchers has used temporal learning to train an AI system to predict the likelihood of brain cancer recurring in kids diagnosed with gliomas. This AI model analyzes magnetic resonance images taken after treatment, helping patients start treatment early. Early detection could improve the success rates of brain tumor treatments that companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc., CNSP, are developing. To learn more about the latest news and updates from CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc., visit their newsroom. BioMedWire is a communications platform focusing on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions for reaching target markets effectively.
Investor News Breaks Alora Resources Ltd., TCQX EQX, P2QM, launches next phase of drilling at ISCA Silver Tin Project. Alora, listed on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ELO, the OTQX under the symbol ELRF, and on the FSE as P2QM, is commencing the next phase of drilling at its ISCA Silvertin project in Bolivia. The company will begin a 4,300-meter, 8-hole diamond drilling program targeting the Santa Barbara starter pit area to upgrade and expand high-grade tin and silver mineralization. the campaign aims to confirm continuity with holes spaced at 50 meters. CEO Tom Larson noted that prior drilling extended mineralization and revealed new targets, leading to a significantly expanded footprint. The upcoming Phase 1 campaign will assess the zone's resource potential to support an updated PEA with promising results from ongoing metallurgical studies.
HR works overtime to make rewards and recognition pay off. New study by HR.com Research Institute. A new study by HR.com's State of Rewards and Recognition 2025 from the HR Research Institute reveals the significant impact of organizational rewards and recognition programs. The top five benefits include helping employees feel valued, enhancing the overall employee experience, improving attitudes and behaviors, boosting well-being, and increasing performance. However, many organizations face barriers such as lack of measurable goals, insufficient training, inconsistent application, lack of transparency, and poor communication. High-performing organizations are more likely to evaluate and enhance their programs. Technology, including AI, is set to play a key role in advancing R&R strategies, with organizations planning to enhance tracking and reporting activities and utilize analytics for deeper insights. HR teams are urged to leverage smarter tools like automation and AI to improve employee appreciation programs. Biomed news breaks. Solagenix Inc., NASDAQ SNGX, moves forward to strengthen the case for Hybrite. Solagenix, a late-stage biopharmaceutical company, is advancing its Phase 3 replication study for Hybrite TM, a novel photodynamic therapy for early-stage cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. Hybrite offers a non-invasive, well-tolerated alternative targeting malignant T-cells with precision. With patient enrollment underway and interim analysis expected in early 2026, the study aims to meet regulatory requirements for commercial availability. This milestone aligns with Solagenix's strategy of innovative therapeutic approaches for rare diseases. The progress of Hybrite TM highlights the potential of photodynamic therapy for dermatological and oncological conditions, expanding treatment options for patients.
GeoVax presents Gedeptin clinical data at the American Association for Cancer Research annual meeting. GeoVax Labs, Inc. presented new clinical data on Gedeptin at the American Association for Cancer Research annual meeting. The study evaluated Gedeptin's safety and efficacy in patients with advanced head and neck cancer, showing promising results. No dose-limiting toxicities were reported, and treatment-related adverse events were minimal. Following these findings, GeoVax is preparing for a Phase 2 trial combining Gedeptin with pembrolizumab as neoadjuvant therapy for relapsed squamous cell HNNCA. Gedeptin is a viral vector gene therapy that selectively kills cancer cells by disrupting RNA and protein synthesis. This innovative approach offers hope for patients with hard-to-treat solid tumors.
Biomed news breaks. Nanoviricides, NYS American NNVC, advances measles drug development with broad-spectrum antiviral NV387. Nanoviricides, Inc. provided an update on its measles drug development program, highlighting the potential of its broad-spectrum antiviral candidate NV387. With declining vaccination rates raising the risk of measles becoming endemic in the United States, the company emphasized the need for an effective antiviral treatment. NV387, which has shown success against related viruses like RSV in animal models, is being prepared for an animal study in humanized mice. The candidate has completed Phase 1 trials with no adverse events and has demonstrated strong antiviral efficacy across multiple viruses that utilize the HSPG infection pathway, providing a rationale for its potential effectiveness against measles. Biomed news breaks. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. TNXP presents positive preclinical data for TNX-1700 at AACR 2025. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. presented positive preclinical data for TNX-1700 at AACR 2025, showing a fusion protein version of TFF2 reduced immunosuppressive neutrophils and enhanced anti-tumor immune responses in gastric cancer models. The company is advancing TNX-1700 under a license from Columbia University to target the tumor microenvironment in gastric and colon cancers. Tonix is also focused on submitting an NDA for TNX-102SL this month, a product candidate for fibromyalgia management. Additionally, the company was awarded a contract by the U.S. Department of Defense to develop TNX-4200, antiviral agents targeting CD45. Tonix's development portfolio includes treatments for CNS disorders, organ transplant rejection, autoimmunity, and cancer, with a commercial subsidiary marketing migraine treatments.
Dr. Doug Milburn of Protocase and Protospace MFG to speak at Canadian Space Launch Conference. Dr. Doug Milburn, co-founder and chairman of Protocase and Protospace MFG, will be a featured speaker at the Canadian Space Launch Conference. He will deliver a lightning talk on Canada's aerospace manufacturing advantage at 2 p.m., emphasizing the need for Canada to establish its own space launch capabilities. The conference aims to address Canada's lack of sovereign access to space and the growing global space economy. Dr. Milburn highlights the importance of taking immediate action to secure Canada's place in the space industry. The conference, organized by NordSpace, will feature keynotes, panels, lightning talks, and updates on launch vehicle development. Sponsored by industry leaders, the event is a crucial step towards achieving Canadian space sovereignty and becoming a leader in the new space economy.
Investor news breaks. Anovis Bio Inc., NYSVS, appoints Hui Liu as Director of Biostatistics. Anovis Bio Inc., a company focused on addressing neurodegeneration in diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, has appointed Hui Liu as Director of Biostatistics. With over 19 years of experience in clinical trial design and analysis, Liu will help reinforce the scientific integrity of data and enhance regulatory strategies for the company's transformative therapies. Anovis Bio is currently advancing its pivotal Phase 3 Alzheimer's disease trial, aiming to develop therapies that target multiple neurotoxic proteins to improve patients' quality of life. For more information, visit Anovis Bio's website and social channels.
Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc., NYS American, CLDI, reports innovative RTNOVA platform research exemplifies pivotal role of research. Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc., listed on the NYSE American under the ticker symbol CLDI, has announced groundbreaking research on its RTNOVA platform, showcasing the pivotal role of research in cancer treatment. The National Cancer Institute emphasizes the importance of research in improving outcomes for cancer patients. CLDI's systemic RTNOVA platform has shown promising results in delivering gene therapy to targeted tumors, opening doors for developing multiple assets for various indications. Cancer continues to be a significant health challenge globally, underscoring the need for continuous research to discover effective treatments. Through relentless scientific inquiry, innovative therapies are being developed, providing hope to millions. This recent development by Kaliti Biotherapeutics highlights the critical role of research in advancing cancer treatment, shaping the future of precision medicine in combating the disease.
$1 million awarded to research linked between cardiovascular risk reduction, GLP-1 use. The American Heart Association has awarded $1 million to research the link between cardiovascular risk reduction and the use of GLP-1 medications. 7 new scientific research studies aim to uncover which patients with obesity and cardiovascular disease benefit most from these therapies. The findings could help tailor treatment strategies and maximize the cardiovascular benefits of these medications. Led by researchers from institutions such as Duke University and the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center, these projects will analyze data on how GLP-1 medications impact heart health, compare different medications' performance in lowering heart problems, and study the effects of these medications on diverse populations. The American Heart Association continues to fund groundbreaking research to improve heart and brain health worldwide. Texas Mineral Resources Chairman Anthony Marchese invited to participate in a virtual Critical Minerals Conference presented by Maxim Group on Tuesday, May 6th at 12:30 p.m. EST. Texas Mineral Resources Chairman Anthony Marchese has been invited to participate in a virtual Critical Minerals Conference presented by Maxim Group, LLC on Tuesday, May 6th, 2025 at 12:30 p.m. EST. The conference will feature companies focused on developing critical minerals projects, with 18 other publicly traded companies participating. Maxim Group LLC is a full-service investment banking, securities, and wealth management firm headquartered in New York. Texas Mineral Resources Corp's primary focus is on developing the Round Top Heavy Rare Earth Project in Texas. For more information, visit MaximGRP.com.
Golden Caribou Resources announces photon assay orientation study for gold analysis. Golden Caribou Resources Limited is engaging ALS Canada Limited for an orientation study using Chrysos Photon Assay TM technology to analyze gold content in samples from its Quesnel Gold Quartz Mine property in central British Columbia, Canada. This study aims to address the nugget effect in gold exploration and improve assay turnaround times. The photon assay method utilizes high-energy photons to interact with sample atomic structure, allowing for quick analysis of larger sample volumes compared to traditional fire assay methods. If successful, photon assay may replace fire assay for future gold quantification at the property. Results are expected in the coming weeks, potentially enhancing resource evaluation and data reliability for informed decision-making in exploration and resource development.
Tivard to present data demonstrating tRNA-based therapy rescued full-length dystrophin and motor function in Duchenne muscular dystrophy model. Tivard Biosciences Inc. will present preclinical data at the ASGCT annual meeting demonstrating that their suppressor tRNA therapy rescued full-length dystrophin protein and restored motor function in a Duchenne muscular dystrophy model. The study showed no adverse treatment effects and supports the potential of this approach to effectively treat DMD patients with nonsense mutations. The presentation will detail how muscles of treated animals expressed full-length dystrophin protein in a dose-dependent manner, leading to a significant restoration of motor function. Nonsense mutations are found in approximately 15% of DMD patients and are associated with more severe forms of the disorder. Tivard Biosciences is pioneering tRNA-based therapies to cure genetic diseases, including DMD, and is focused on advancing their suppressor tRNA platform in various disorders. India unveils first system leveraging quantum computing. An Indian tech startup, QPI AI, backed by the government, has unveiled the first full-stack quantum computing system in India, called QPI AI Indus. This marks a significant moment in the nation's advanced research and deep tech journey, bringing India closer to achieving technological self-reliance. The introduction of this quantum computer propels India to the forefront of quantum computing research. Companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. are also focused on similar advancements in the field. Biomed News Breaks. Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc., NYSE America, advances RTNOVA platform with IL-15 superagonist payload. Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc. (KBI) has advanced its RTNOVA platform with the selection of IL-15 superagonist as the first therapeutic payload. Preclinical data presented at the AACR annual meeting demonstrate that Kaliti's engineered vaccinia virus can deliver IL-15 superagonist directly into the tumor microenvironment, enhancing immune response and tumor elimination while minimizing systemic toxicity. The RTNOVA platform aims to treat metastatic cancers by enabling systemic delivery of tumor-targeted virotherapies. Kaliti Biotherapeutics specializes in technology that empowers the immune system to combat cancer, utilizing stem cell-based platforms for multiple oncology indications. For more information, visit www.kalitibio.com.
Investric News Breaks, Kairos Pharma Ltd., YC American, Kappa, to present CROSS 101 data at 2025 ASCO Annual Meeting. Kairos Pharma Ltd. will present new data on CRON01, a small molecule GITR ligand agonist, at the 2025 ASCO Annual Meeting. The poster, titled Effect of CROSS 101 on T effector cells, Treg cells, and intratumoral CD8 T cell cytotoxicity, will be presented on June 2nd in Chicago. Kairos CEO John Yu, MD, emphasized the opportunity to advance discussions on KROS 101's potential in cancer treatment. Kairos Pharma, based in Los Angeles, specializes in oncology therapeutics, using structural biology to combat drug resistance and immune suppression in cancer. the company's lead candidate, ENV-105, is in phase 2 clinical trials for castrate-resistant prostate cancer and phase 1 trials for lung cancer, targeting CD-105 to reverse drug resistance and enhance standard therapies. For more information, visit www.kairospharma.com.
From IgG-Fc to AOC, Creative Biolabs achieves key breakthroughs in ADC development. Creative Biolabs has achieved key breakthroughs in ADC development, focusing on engineering the immunoglobulin GFC region. By precisely regulating glycosylation sites in the FC region, they enhance the targeted killing ability and stability of ADCs. The company has developed several IgG-Fc modification products and bispecific ADCs targeting two non-overlapping epitopes. Creative Biolabs offers a fully integrated development service covering target screening, antibody design, and drug conjugation. They also excel in antibody oligonucleotide conjugates development, providing custom services to global research institutions for breakthrough research projects. Scientists ID bacteria that could be behind multiple sclerosis development. A new study focusing on twins has found that individuals with a larger presence of certain bacteria types could have a higher likelihood of developing multiple sclerosis. These findings could offer new ways to halt the disease's progression or prevent it altogether. With so many teams, such as the research team at Clene Inc., devoting time and other resources to understand this connection, there is hope for advancements in MS treatment. Investors can find the latest news and updates related to Clene Inc. in the company's newsroom. BioMedWire is a specialized communications platform that focuses on the latest developments in the biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the general public.
Royalty Management Holding Corporation provides funds for additional development and mineral analysis at its Jamaican Critical Mineral Investment. Royalty Management Holding Corporation has provided additional capital for the development of TR Mining and Equipment Limited's operating permit for its vanadium, titanium, magnetite, and iron ore mine in Jamaica. The company receives a 10.0% royalty on all minerals sold from the permit, covering an area of 25 square kilometers. They are also investing in additional sampling and analysis to identify other rare earth elements or critical minerals within the deposit. CEO Tom Sov believes the property holds economic potential beyond the proven reserves, with plans to test for other valuable elements. The focus is on extracting and selling high-value products like titanium dioxide, vanadium ore, and iron ore. Royalty Management Holding Corporation aims to benefit shareholders and communities by acquiring and developing high-value assets in various market environments.
New Pacific Metals says it has the silver bullets for a silver-starved world. New Pacific Metals Corp. is gearing up to capitalize on the increasing demand for silver with two global-scale assets in Bolivia. With the potential to produce nearly 19 million ounces of silver annually, the company believes its output could rival that of established mining companies. By focusing on securing permits for its projects, New Pacific Metals is taking a conservative approach to advance its plans while maintaining a strong financial position. CEO Andrew Williams is confident that the company is on the right track to deliver two large open-pit silver mines in Bolivia, making it a potential option for investors looking for exposure to a silver developer with growth potential.
Exploring Creative Biolabs' excellence in CIK therapy development solutions. Creative Biolabs, a leading biotechnology company, excels in CI therapy development solutions. CIK therapy utilizes the body's immune system to target and destroy cancer cells. Creative Biolabs offers a CellRaputics one-stop service for CIK therapy development, covering CIK isolation, activation, expansion, and in vitro and in vivo characterization. By utilizing advanced techniques and optimization strategies, CIK cell therapy enhancement is promising in cancer immunotherapy. With a focus on innovation and patient outcomes, Creative Biolabs is committed to advancing CIK cell therapy solutions, reducing time and costs for researchers. Learn more about Creative Biolabs' CIK therapy development solutions at their website. GeoVax responds to detection of clade pox in North Carolina wastewater. GeoVax Labs Inker responds to the detection of clade pox viral particles in North Carolina wastewater samples, highlighting the urgent need for expanded preparedness and mpox vaccine availability. The company's GeoMVA vaccine is advancing as the leading U.S.-developed mpox vaccine candidate, with clinical trials expected to begin in the second half of 2025. GeoVax emphasizes the importance of early detection and vaccine access in strengthening pandemic preparedness, urging policymakers to expand funding for surveillance systems and support U.S.-based manufacturing for enhanced biosecurity.
Mining news breaks. Yes, Goldcorp, OTCQB, ESAUF confirms major untested VMS target at Montauban. Following V-Team data review, ES Goldcorp has identified a large-scale, high-conductivity geophysical anomaly in the southwestern portion of its Montauban project following an internal review of its 2015 VTM survey and historical drill data. This zone, now fully enclosed within ES Gold's expanded 255-claim package, totaling 13,116 hectares, remains undrilled and is considered a high-priority target due to its strong conductive and magnetic signature, typical of buried sulfide-rich VMS environments. The company is finalizing the first-ever 3D geological model of the project, integrating VTEM and TMI data, over 950 historical drill holes, and upcoming ANT survey results to guide future drilling. While ES Gold advances toward near-term production through tailings reprocessing, the southwest-southwest anomaly marks a strategic shift toward unlocking district-scale discovery potential. Mining news breaks. ES Gold Corp, OTCQBUF, confirms major untested VMS target at Montauban following VDM data review. ES Gold Corp has confirmed a major untested VMS target at Montauban following a review of VTM data. The high conductivity anomaly in the southwest portion of the project remains undrilled and is a high priority target due to its strong conductive and magnetic signature. ES Gold is finalizing a 3D geological model, integrating data to guide future drilling. The company's focus on sustainable resource recovery and exploration positions it as a leader in clean mining practices. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided URL.
GeoVax highlights strong clinical results following presentation of multi-antigen COVID-19 vaccine at the 25th Annual World Vaccine Congress. GeoVax Labs Inc. presented strong clinical results for its multi-antigen COVID-19 vaccine, GEO-CM04S1, at the 25th Annual World Vaccine Congress. The vaccine demonstrated durable T-cell and antibody responses in both healthy and immunocompromised populations. In Phase 1 trials, 100% of healthy adults produced spike IgG antibodies, with 98% showing a T-cell response post-vaccination. In a Phase 2 booster trial, GEO-CM04S1 showed comparable immunogenicity at lower doses and increased neutralization titers against multiple COVID-19 variants. The vaccine also outperformed an approved vaccine in immunocompromised populations, generating higher T-cell responses. These results highlight the potential of GEO-CM04S1 to provide broad and lasting protection against COVID-19. Investor news breaks. McEwen Mining Inc. NUX recognizes major advancement at Surebet with new geological model, confirming RRG source and high-grade gold expansion potential. McEwen Mining Inc., listed on NYSE as MUX and TSX as MUX, acknowledges the significant geological findings from the Colorado School of Mines on Goliath Resources' Surebet discovery in British Columbia's Golden Triangle. The study confirms a reduced intrusion-related gold source and highlights high-grade gold expansion potential. The findings reveal two high-grade gold settings with visible gold increasing in abundance and coarseness with depth. Mineralization ages of 50.7 to 52.0 million years indicate a common Eocene age magmatic origin, with intercepts as high as 34.52 grams per ton of gold equivalent over 39 meters, and consistent mineralization across 243 drill holes. The results validate the scale of this gold system and underscore the potential of Eocene-aged mineralization in the region. McEwen Mining sees these findings as reinforcing the regional prospectivity and supports further exploration guided by this emerging geological model. Investor news breaks: McEwen Mining Inc., MEWX, recognizes major advancement at SureBet with new geological model, confirming RARG source and high-grade gold expansion potential. McEwen Mining Inc. acknowledges the significant new geological findings at Goliath Resources' SureBet discovery, confirming a reduced intrusion-related gold RARG source and highlighting high-grade gold expansion potential. The study reveals two high-grade gold settings with widespread visible gold, indicating a common Eocene-age magmatic origin, with intercepts as high as 34.52 grams per ton gold equivalent over 39 meters. The findings validate the scale of this gold system. McEwen Mining sees these results as reinforcing regional prospectivity and supports further exploration guided by this emerging geological model. Neurosense Therapeutics is on verge of potential blockbuster pharma deal as ALS drug shows 58% survival improvement. Neurosense Therapeutics is in advanced discussions with a global pharmaceutical giant for a partnership that could bring significant upfront capital and fully fund the upcoming Phase 3 trial of their ALS therapy, PrimeC. CEO Alon Ben-Noon is optimistic about the potential deal, which could mark a turning point for the company. Previous partnerships in the neurodegenerative disease space have been lucrative, with substantial upfront payments and milestone opportunities. PrimeC's Phase 2b results showed a 33% slowing of disease progression and a 58% improvement in survival rates compared to placebo, positioning it as a promising ALS treatment. The company's dual-track commercialization strategy includes pursuing fast-track approval in Canada while preparing for a global Phase 3 trial. Recent scientific validation at the American Academy of Neurology annual meeting confirmed PrimeC's mechanism of action, targeting multiple disease pathways simultaneously. With upcoming catalysts like Canadian regulatory progress and Phase 3 initiation in the second half of 2025, investors have compelling reasons to keep a close eye on Neurosense Therapeutics.
Neurosense Therapeutics is on verge of potential blockbuster pharma deal as ALS drug shows 58% survival improvement. Neurosense Therapeutics is in advanced discussions with a global pharmaceutical giant for a transformative partnership that could propel their ALS therapy toward commercialization. The potential blockbuster deal, expected to fully fund the upcoming Phase 3 trial, has been extended to negotiate substantial terms. Recent Phase 2b results for PrimeC showed a 33% slowing of disease progression and a remarkable 58% improvement in survival rates. With a dual-track commercialization strategy and scientific validation at the American Academy of Neurology annual meeting, Neurosense's approach combines two FDA-approved drugs to target multiple ALS pathways simultaneously. Investors are urged to monitor upcoming catalysts, including Canadian regulatory progress, partnership announcement, and Phase 3 initiation in the second half of 2025, as Neurosense progresses in the neurodegenerative disease treatment landscape.
Solagenix's Hybrite shows 75% response rate in skin cancer trial, backed by FDA funding. Solagenix's novel skin cancer treatment, Hybrite, is showing impressive results in treating cutaneous T-cell lymphoma, with 75% of patients seeing significant improvement after just 18 weeks. 6 out of 8 patients evaluated showed major improvement in their skin lesions, with 3 achieving a complete response. Unlike current treatments that can take 6 to 12 months to work, Hybrite appears to work faster and safer, using visible light instead of harmful UV radiation. The FDA is funding the study with a $2.6 million grant, recognizing its potential. With the company enrolling patients in its Phase 3 Flash 2 trial, Hybrite could become the first safe, frontline treatment for this rare disease, potentially capturing a significant market share.
How stem cells help in blood cancer treatment. Stem cells, known as the master cells, are playing a crucial role in treating blood cancers like leukemia, myeloma, and lymphoma. Stem cell therapy has been a lifesaver for many patients, although not all cancers can be treated this way. Companies like Calliti Biotherapeutics Inc. invest heavily in this technology to advance treatment options. These firms are at the forefront of utilizing stem cells to combat blood cancers, offering hope to many. BioMedWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on the latest developments in biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions to reach diverse industries and target markets effectively.
Investor news breaks. Quantum Biopharma Ltd., QNTM, appoints anti-corruption advocate Kevin Malone as board advisor. Quantum Biopharma Ltd. has appointed Kevin Malone as an advisor to its board of directors. Malone, a seasoned financial advisor with over 40 years of experience, is known for his work in market pattern recognition and his advocacy against trading manipulation. His mission aligns closely with Quantum's shareholder protection values and therapeutic focus. Quantum Biopharma is dedicated to developing innovative assets for neurodegenerative and metabolic disorders. Through its subsidiary, Lucid Psycheceuticals, Inc., Quantum is focused on developing Lucid MS, a compound for multiple sclerosis. The company also retains ownership of 25.71% of Selly Nutrition Corp. and maintains a portfolio of strategic investments through FSD Strategic Investments, Inc. For more information, visit QNTM's newsroom at ibn.fm/QNTM. ES Gold Corp., OTCQB EAETH, details recent achievements, upcoming milestones as it advances expanded exploration at Montauban. ES Gold Corp. details recent achievements and upcoming milestones as it advances expanded exploration at Montauban. The company closed a $3.4 million financing round to finalize construction at the Quebec project. Advanced geophysical surveys indicate significant exploration potential with production of gold and silver expected to start in Q3 2025. ES Gold plans to release a new preliminary economic assessment reflecting current high metal prices. With gold prices at record levels, ES Gold shares offer a more affordable entry point than direct bullion investment. The company is on track for near-term production, positioning itself as a key player in the industry's transition to producer status.
ES Gold Corp., CSEESAU, details recent achievements, upcoming milestones as it advances expanded exploration at Montauban. ES Gold Corp. details recent achievements and upcoming milestones at its Montauban project in Quebec. The company closed a $3.4 million financing round to enable final construction, with gold and silver production expected to begin in Q3 2025. Advanced geophysical surveys suggest exploration upside similar to Australia's Broken Hill deposit. ES Gold plans to publish a new preliminary economic assessment reflecting current high metal prices, offering investors a more affordable entry point than direct bullion investment. With a clear path to near-term production, ES Gold is progressing towards its first pour at Montauban, targeting production by Q3 2025. Investor news breaks. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. NASDAQ, TNXP, showcases single-dose Mpox vaccine data at World Vaccine Congress. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp., NANXP, presented positive preclinical data on its single-dose Mpox vaccine candidate, TNX-801, at the World Vaccine Congress, Washington, 2025. The vaccine showed efficacy in protecting animals against Mpox and rabbitpox, with durable protection lasting 6 months. The live virus vaccine aligns with the World Health Organization's preferred target profile, offering potential for broad application in current and future Mpox outbreaks. Tonix Pharmaceuticals is a biopharmaceutical company focused on transforming pain management therapies and modernizing public health solutions. The company is set to submit an NDA this month for TNX-102-SL, a product candidate for fibromyalgia management with fast-track designation from the FDA. Tonix also received a contract from the U.S. Department of Defense to deploy TNX-4200 small-molecule antiviral agents. For more information, visit www.tonixpharma.com. Investor news breaks. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp., NASDAQ TNXP, showcases single-dose Mpox vaccine data at World Vaccine Congress. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. NXP presented positive preclinical data on its single-dose Mpox vaccine candidate, TNX-801, at the World Vaccine Congress, Washington, 2025. The vaccine showed efficacy in protecting animals against Mpox and rabbitpox for 6 months. TNX801 aligns with the World Health Organization's target profile for global health emergencies. Tonix Pharmaceuticals is focused on transforming pain management therapies and public health solutions, with plans to submit an NDA this month for TNX102SL for fibromyalgia. The company also received a contract from the U.S. Department of Defense to develop TNX4200, a small-molecule antiviral agent. For more information, visit tonixpharma.com. Investor news breaks. Kairos Pharma Ltd., KPA, secures DoD grant to advance lung cancer biomarker research. Kairos Pharma Ltd., KPA, has secured a DoD grant to advance lung cancer biomarker research. The company is making progress with two clinical trials for lead candidate ENV105 in prostate and EGFR-dependent non-small cell lung cancers, with safety and interim efficacy results expected in Q2 2025. Kairos is also developing CROSS-101, an immune response modulator, with recent data presented at key oncology conferences. Supported by non-dilutive government grants and analyst coverage from firms like E.F. Hutton and H.C. Wainwright, Kairos highlighted its strong financial position and robust IP portfolio extending into the 2030s. For more information, visit Kairos Pharma's website at www.kairospharma.com. Rock breaks. Canada One Mining Corp. OTSMO-MCF-31 to advance exploration at flagship Copper Dome project. Canada One Mining Corp., listed on the TSX.V as CONE, OTC as COF, and FSC as AU31, has received a 5-year exploration drilling permit for its Copper Dome project in British Columbia. CEO Peter Bradusco plans to explore the newly identified boundary zone in 2025. The project has shown promising results with copper and gold intercepts. Canada One focuses on creating growth and value for investors while meeting the global demand for critical metals. For more information, visit www.canadaonemining.com.
Rock breaks. Canada One Mining Corp. Co. OTC COMCF AAU31 to advance exploration at flagship Copper Dome project. Canada One Mining Corp., listed on the TSX.V as CONE, OTC as COMCF, and FSE as AU31, has obtained a 5-year exploration drilling permit for its Copper Dome project in British Columbia. CEO Peter Bradusco plans to explore the newly discovered boundary zone in the 2025 field season following positive results from historical drilling. The project aims to identify specific targets using geological, geochemical, and geophysical data. Copper Dome is located near Hudbay Minerals Copper Mountain Mine deposits, positioning Canada One to meet the global demand for critical metals. Platinum Group Metals Ltd.'s American PLGPTM advances Waterberg project as global demand for PGMs continues to rise. Platinum Group Metals Ltd., listed on NYSE American as PLG, and on TSX as PTM, is advancing its Waterberg project in response to the rising global demand for platinum group metals, PGMs. The Waterberg project is set to become one of the largest and most cost-effective underground PGM mines worldwide. A recent independent definitive feasibility study confirmed its world-class potential. Platinum Group Metals is a leading exploration and development company focusing on the extraction of platinum, palladium, rhodium, and gold, with additional production of copper and nickel. The rich history and crucial role of PGMs in modern applications make this project a significant development in the mining industry.
Platinum Group Metals Ltd., NY American PLG, TM, advances Waterberg project as global demand for PGMs continues to rise. Platinum Group Metals Ltd., listed on NYSE American as PLG and TSX as PTM, is making significant strides in advancing its Waterberg project, a large-scale platinum group metals mine in South Africa. The project is expected to be one of the largest and lowest-cost underground PGM mines globally. In September 2024, an independent definitive feasibility study confirmed its world-class potential. The Waterberg project is designed for the extraction of platinum, palladium, rhodium, and gold, with additional byproduct production of copper and nickel. The platinum group metals have a rich history and play a crucial role in various modern applications. For more information, investors can visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Opawitza Explorations, Inc. drills 28 meters of mineralization with strong XRF readings, Opowitza Explorations Inc. reports drilling 28 meters of mineralization with strong XRF readings at the Bazooka property. The drill hole intercepted a zone of shearing, silicification, and quartz veining, with arsenic readings ranging from 1,000 ppm to 200 ppm. The central part maintained 1,000 ppm arsenic with a 92 gres per gold reading. Opowitza completed the first phase of its drill program, sampling 11 and 12 core samples now at the lab for analysis. CEO Blake Morgan is excited about the high-priority targets remaining on the Bazooka and Arrowhead properties. Assay core samples are at ALS Chemex Lab in Rue Noranda. XRF analysis provides an indication of minerals present, with certified assaying required for accurate mineralization determination. Opowitza Explorations Inc. is focused on precious and base metal properties in the Abitibi Gold Belt, seeking to increase shareholder value through cost-effective exploration practices and partnerships with industry leaders.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.